Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf Shir sponsored Lui Nishma Asar B'Yakov Shom Le'a B'Seitzchok. We're holding one Metzia Daf Memvov. The Gemara on the top of the Amud, starting from the previous Amud, speaks about the case that someone who's Oymid B'Goyrin is standing in his field, Ve'in B'Yod Amoris, he doesn't have money, and what is he trying to achieve? He has fruits of Ma'aseh Sheni. If he's going to go and redeem the Ma'aseh Sheni, he will have to pay a chaymish. He's going to have to pay 25% above the cost of the fruit. But he wants his friend to go and redeem the fruits, because if the friend redeems the fruits, he doesn't have to pay the extra chaymish. And as the Gemara explains in Amud Aleph, the best way to do it is to give the money to his friend, and then his friend will redeem the fruits. But if he can't do that, he's giving the fruits to his friend, and then he will redeem the fruits that his friends take. And the Gemara there goes on to explain, do you have over here, how exactly is he giving the fruits to his friend? Which kinyan is he using? And we're trying to come to explain the sugya of chalifin. But the fascinating point over here, what needs a little bit iyun, is the Gemara is quoting here the Mishnah of Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni, Perek Dalet Mishnah Hei. And bring this as a matter of fact. Someone is in the goyim, and he needs to come and give the fruits to his friend, or give the money to his friend, what should he do? But is this the right thing to do? Is it correct to go and do this harama, this trick, where you're giving either the fruits or the money to his friend in order to be able to save a chaymish? We're writing this as if it's something pashut that he should do it. But why do we want someone to do it so much? So the Ma'aseh in the Gemara in Ma'aseh Sheni, Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel, addresses this. And the Gemara says, Lama ma'arimim? Why do we allow people to do harama, to come and trick the system, so to speak, and take a Ma'aseh Sheni by somebody else? Says the Gemara, Pesheh boy bracha. What does it mean? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Pirush over there brings that it says in the Pasuk, Vorechecho Hashem Elokecho. What is the bracha of Ma'aseh Sheni? So the way Reb Chaim brings, the pshat is that the bracha is the fact that I could trick the system. As if I have a heter, a bracha to go and do ha'aroma. There's other bi'urim in the Yerushalmi, and it really connects to the sugya of Inyana Deyoyma, the sugya of Mechiras Chometz. We know in Pesach, the heter is, people are knowing today, that we go, we sell the chometz to the Rav. This thing is not so pashuk. Doyle Ador is discussed, can you do this harama of selling chometz to a goy? The Bchor Shor famously writes that it is an issue. He's talking about a different case, not the case the way we do in Mechiras Chometz, but in Yaneinu, the Bchor Shor did not like that harama. And Refraim Zalman Margolios, who is a grandson of the Bchor Shor, he writes about it in his tshuva. And the Chasam Sofer writes a tshuva to Refraim Zalman Margolios. Chasam Sofer himself concludes that Mechiras Chometz is fine. But he brings this Yerushalmi, and the Chasam Sofer says it a little differently than the Reb Chaim. Chasam Sofer says, you know what the Yerushalmi means to say? That there's a special bracha to be poided the fruits of Ma'aseh Sheni. This is bracha. If you can't carry the fruits, it's difficult to carry the fruits. So the Torah says, "Kiloy suchal say soy, you should be poidet, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will be mevarech you for doing this pidyon." But because there was a 25% fine, so people stopped doing it. They just took the fruits to Yerushalayim, and they lost the bracha. So Rabbanon or Misakin, that we're allowing you to trick the system and allow somebody else to come and do the pidyon in order for you to bring the money to Yerushalayim and not the payers to Yerushalayim. So says the Chasam Sofer, it's over here, but Ma'aseh Sheni. Here is where we're saying you have a bracha, and that's why I have a special takara derabanan to go and do this harama that you allow someone else to do the Ma'aseh Sheni. But Mechiras Chometz, maybe not. So when he learns, when he brings this raya, this is one of the rayas he brings to the Bchor Shor, that we don't say mechan harama except by Ma'aseh Sheni, where we say, with the Gemara Yerushalmi tells me clearly that I have a bracha and Rabbanan allow you to do it, but not by Mechiras Chometz. Again, Chasofer himself concludes that Mechiras Chometz is not only allowed, but it's very recommended. And finally, we'll end over here with, in the Sefer Evan Pino, to Rabbi Yo Klotzkin, and Sif Yud Aleph. He has a different pshat in the Yerushalmi, and based on that, he wants to say why these things are mutter. He says, you know what the Yerushalmi means to say? The Yerushalmi is trying to say that when people go and do harama, they're not really trying to trick the system. They're not just trying to do some kind of a game. They're doing it the right way. They're doing it b'leiv shalom. When someone is giving his friend the fruits or the money in order to do the pidyon, he really is doing the correct and right mechira, correct and right kinyan. And why is that so? It says the Yerushalmi, because it says bracha. Nobody wants to lose the bracha. People know if I'm going to go and play around and just do it as a trick, I'm going to lose the bracha. So they do it b'leiv sholem. So he says earlier, that's also p'sham mechiras chametz. Because chametz is so chomer, people don't play around on mechiras chametz. They're not just tricking the system. They're doing a kinyan b'leiv sholem. That's how mechiras chametz works. So it comes out, the question I understand the Yerushalmi. When the Yerushalmi says you could do aron and ma'aseh sheni, is it a special din with ma'aseh sheni because the bracha ma'aseh sheni? Or it's just an indication that if you know what's involved, you know what's at stake, you're not going to do aron, but you'll do it in the right way. And the nafkamina will be the mechiras chametz. But kol panim, going back to our sugya, the reason our sugya we're saying kedover pashul, bring the mishnah ma'aseh sheni, that you could do this harama. It's based on the Gemara Yerushalmi that because of the pasuk of bracha, you could do this trick where you give someone else to do the pidyon. Anyone want to join Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.